We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
I want to share with you some things tonight that I believe be beneficial to you. You see, several years ago, back in 1969 and 70, I was farming at that time. In fact, I farmed for nearly 30 years. I belonged to a full gospel church. I went to church every day, every time the doors were open. And I paid my tithes and I filled out the little slip on Sunday morning, read my Sunday school lesson, brought my Bible, got 100. You know, that's about as good as you could get where I went to school. But I found out I was sick in body, head over heels in debt, supernaturally in debt. You couldn't hardly get that way naturally. Had to be supernatural. Worried holes in my stomach. Had ulcers. Worried holes in my stomach over my finances. The craziest thing I ever did. I didn't have enough finances to worry about. And there's a lot of people doing that. Worried about something they don't have. And I heard some tapes by Brother Kenneth Hagin and read some books by him. And I got my head screwed on straight. And I began to see some things in the Word of God that I didn't know was in the Bible. I guess I'd probably read it a few times. But you know, just because you read something doesn't mean you got it. You know that? You've got to hear the Word of God in your heart. It has to be in your heart. Faith works in the heart. It won't work in the head. If you try to work it out of the head, it'll give you a headache. But faith works in the heart. God's Word has to be in your heart before it'll do anything for you. The way I realized it was that I came before God one morning and I was saying, Lord, I prayed things are not getting any better. They're getting worse. And the Lord said, who told you that? Now, I didn't hear a voice, but he said that right in my spirit. It was just as loud as if I'd heard it on a loudspeaker. And I said, well, it must have been the devil because your word didn't say that, did it? No. And he said, the devil said it, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't come to me and tell me what the devil said. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, Lord, I'm praying. It almost insulted me that he didn't know that I was praying. And he said, no, you're complaining. And there's a lot of people complaining and think they're praying. Amen. And he said, you're telling me what the devil said. Now, he said, you've been praying and begging and pleading with me and crying for me to do something about your finances. And he said, if you don't change your confession, it won't get any better. It'll get worse. And I had all the worse I wanted. I decided I'd change. I said, what'll I do? Well, he said, quit quoting the devil and start quoting what I said. Now, isn't that simple? You'd be surprised at the Christians that quote the devil more than they quote God. Especially in prayer. They go to God and tell everything the devil said. But then they have trouble hearing from God. It's no wonder they're tuned to the wrong frequency. It's easier to hear God than it is the devil. But you see, you're going to have to begin to get yourself tuned to the Spirit of God. You have to learn to think like God thinks and talk like God talks. And I began to realize, as the Lord showed me that I'd been quoting the devil all these years. Been agreeing with the devil. Been buddying up with the devil. You buddy up with the devil, he'll go home with you. He'll camp out on your doorstep. He'll bring sickness and disease and poverty to your house. But if you'll resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But now you can't pray for God to do that. God won't do it for you. You have to do it. James said, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, he's not going to flee from somebody else in your behalf. There are times when you're a young Christian or a baby Christian, that other people can pray the prayer of faith for you, and it seems like it's easy to get people healed when they're baby Christian, but when they grow up a little and in time they should know how to act on their own and resist the devil, you can't get them healed that way anymore. James says if there be any afflicted, let them pray. Yeah. If you're afflicted, you pray. Now, certainly, you can get someone to agree with you. But what I found out was that God, well, the Lord told me this. He said, now, you've been so spiritually illiterate, I couldn't talk to you intelligently about this thing. But after you studied the Word and got enough of the Word in you, then He began to show me some things. He said, the words I was speaking and the things that I was saying was setting the cornerstones of my life. And whether you realize it or not, the things that you've been saying in the days past is the seeds you've sowed to reap what you're reaping right now. And He began to show me some principles in the Word of God. And the principle of Mark 11:23, the power of the spoken Word of God, or the Word of faith, and how that we have the authority to speak to situations and circumstances. And you know, sometimes people say, well, pray to God and He'll move the mountain. But the Bible didn't say that. It says, you speak to the mountain. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, somebody said, who'll that work for? Somebody said, it'll work for whosoever. But it won't. It'll only work for whosoever will say, believe, doubt not in his heart, and believe what he's saying will come to pass. On the positive side now. You see, everybody believes it on the negative side. Everybody's talking to the mountain. Even the people that say, you're not going to catch me talking to the mountain, they're talking to the mountain all the time. They're just telling it it's getting bigger and they'll never get over it. They're saying, "Woo, we'll never get this debt paid. Dear God, what are we going to do? We'll be in debt the rest of our life." But they say, we don't believe in talking to the mountain. And that's exactly who they're talking to, the mountain. The mountain of financial adversity. The mountain of physical problems. I tell you, this arthritis is just getting worse every day. I'll probably be in a wheelchair before I'm 50 years old. You probably will. Because you've spoken it enough till you believe it. See, Jesus said, whosoever shall say, believe and doubt not in his heart, but believe what he's saying will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, he told you how to use that on the positive side. He didn't say anything about the negative because he didn't want you over there messing with it. Same as he didn't want Adam over there eating of the tree of knowledge of blessing and calamity. He knew blessing. He didn't need calamity. And when Jesus gave you the principle of Mark 11:23, he didn't tell you the opposite end of it because he didn't want you over there messing with the end of it. The other end of it is that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be built bigger and stronger and hinder me more, and believes what he says, he'll have whatsoever he saith. His mountain will grow stronger and bigger and he'll be defeated in life. See, now that's in there. Even though it doesn't say that in the Bible, that is the opposite end of that truth. See, there's a reciprocal to every truth in the Bible. Just the same as faith is the substance of things desired, fear, which is an opposite force, is the substance of things not desired. And if faith cometh by hearing, fear comes by hearing also. Faith in God comes by hearing the Word of God. Fear comes by hearing the words of the devil. Can you see that? Now let me show you what happens when you go to God and you pray contrary to the Word of God. Now I may shock some of you on this and it may get on some of your toes, but if I stand there a while, why, you'll notice it. The Word says, whatsoever things you desire. See, Mark 11:23 said, whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, believe what he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore. Now when you find the word therefore, stop and find out what it's there for. It means because of the preceding verse. Because you can have what you say if you believe and doubt not in your heart. Therefore, it'll work when you're praying. So what you're praying, you'll be having what you're saying if you believe and doubt not in your heart. Now, if you go to God and say, Lord, you know the money's not coming in. We're getting deeper in debt. Dear God, we'll never get this bill paid. Oh, Lord, if you don't undertake, we're going down the tube. Well, you just pull the stopper. because God's not the undertaker. You're going down the tube. He's the overtaker. Now, what did you do? You went to God and did exactly what the Word says don't do. Can you see that? Now, I know we don't do it intentionally, but you see, God's Word said, Hosea, God prophesied through His prophet Hosea and said, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Not because the devil's so great, he's so big and so powerful, you just can't overcome him. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you don't know how to pray or how to deal with the devil, then you're going to be destroyed because of ignorance of the Word of God. Now, if you don't know any better, you can't do any better, but the entrance of the Word bringeth light. So if we're going to destroy the works of the devil and be victorious in this life, we need to take heed to what Jesus said. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. More than conqueror. You know what more than a conqueror is? It's somebody that enjoys the conquest but don't have to do the battle. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. Now see, we're talking about how to pray scripturally. Now someone might say, boy, this is elementary. It may be, but it's profound.
I'm glad you could join us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, we're going to be talking about all this week how to pray scripturally. We have a CD offer number 7115. It's entitled, How to Pray Scripturally. A single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. You know, there's so many people that don't know how to pray scripturally. I heard an individual say one time, well, you know, said, I just have to pray and keep on praying. Now, some folks can just pray and believe God, but I just have to keep praying to get faith to come. No, faith doesn't come by praying. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And if you're not praying the Word of God, faith is not coming. And if you're praying, Lord, if it be Thy will, do this or do that, when the Word of God reveals His will, then you're not praying in faith. Because you have to know the will of God before you can believe God. And if you don't know what God said in His Word, how in the world could you pray the prayer of faith concerning that matter? Now, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, listen to the words of Jesus. Verse 7 says, But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. Then He leads in a prayer. And if you'll notice in this prayer of Jesus, what we call the Lord's Prayer, He does not repeat anything twice. And so many people just keep praying the same prayer over and over and over. That's what Jesus was talking about. People that think they'll be heard by just keep on saying the same thing. No, you pray in faith and you'll go to sleep and rest that it's done. Thank God. That's offer number 7115, a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.